Good morning, students. Welcome to the second chapter of our book. The name of the chapter is The World Population, Distribution, Density, and Growth. We will discuss three things. First, we will discuss the distribution of population. The world at the beginning of 21st century recorded the presence of over 6 billion population. The population of the world is unevenly distributed. The pattern of population distribution and density help us to understand the demographic characteristic of an area. 90% of the world population lives in about 10% of its land area. The 10 most populous countries of the world contribute about 60% of the world population. Of these 10 countries, 6 are located in Asia. Can you tell me which are these 6 countries? Number 1, you see, China. Number 2, India. Number 3, Indonesia. Number 4, Pakistan. Number 5, Bangladesh. Number 6, Japan. One more recent data I have given you, that is Vietnam. So total 7 countries are located in Asia. The next topic is density of population. So what is density of population, if you ask me? I will tell you, the density of population means it is the ratio between the number of people to the size of the land. So how do we calculate density of population? For calculating density of population, we divide the total population of an area, the total population of an area divided by the area of that place. Like, say for example, any area, the density of the total population is 150,000 person. And the area, if we take it as 10 kilometer by 10 kilometer, that is 100 square kilometer. So we will divide 150,000 divided by 100. So it will come to 1500 person per square kilometer. All right. So how do we calculate density of population? By total population divided by the total area. Next, I told you the distribution and density of population, they are not evenly distributed. They are unevenly distributed. There are some places where you will find the population is very dense. There the population is 200 person per square kilometer. So which are those areas? So world map, please see the world map. First you see East Asia. Which are the countries which are having more population density, densely populated? Number 1, China. Number 2, Japan. Number 3, South Korea. Number 4, Taiwan. Can you see all these places in that world map? Black. They are dark black. Second, the second area is South Asia. So which are the countries coming in South Asia? The first is the country where we are living, India. Next, our neighbor, Pakistan. One more neighbor, Bangladesh. Then our southern neighbor, Sri Lanka. And our hill neighbor, that is Nepal. Third, Northwest Europe. Which are the countries of Northwest Europe? Please find out from that world map. UK, that is Britain. Beside that, France. Next, Germany. Next, Netherlands or Holland. Next, Belgium. Next, Luxembourg. Next, Ireland. Next, Denmark. Next, Spain. And presently, where corona maximum people died in Europe, Italy. These are the places which are densely populated. Fourth, the Eastern North America, that is Northeast United States and Southeast Canada. Next, the sparsely populated region. Sparsely means where population is in a square kilometer, only one person are living. So which are the places? The hot desert. Please tell me the name of a hot desert. Sahara. Very good. Cold desert. Gobi desert. Very good. The arid and semi-arid areas. Like the western part of Rajasthan. Thar desert. Second, the polar caps. That is the tundra region. And in the southern hemisphere, Antarctica. Number third, the lofty and the rugged mountains, Himalayas, Alps, Atlas, Rocky Mountains. Fourth, the equatorial dense forest, rainforest where we get. In these places, the very number of people living are very, very less. One person per square kilometer. The third is medium density. There are some places where medium density, that is, in a square kilometer, the population density is 11 to 50% per square kilometer. Which are those areas? Western side of China. Next, southern India. Then in Europe, Norway, Sweden. Alright, so like this, if the question comes, you have to give the answer that the distribution of population or density of population is unevenly distributed. Explain or elaborate it with the help of example. You have to give all these examples. The next topic is factors. What are the factors that influence the distribution of population? Basically, there are three factors. One is geographical factor. Next one is economic factor, and the third one is social and cultural factor. So first, we will elaborate what is geographical factors. These geographical factors are further divided into four. Number one is availability of water. Number two is landforms. Number three is climate. Number four is soil. So all of you know that for survival of people, the most important thing is water. We need water every day, fresh water. Why? For drinking, for taking bath, for cooking our food, for feeding our cattle, for agriculture, for industries, for navigation. So, you know that most of the densely populated areas are the places beside the river valley. So availability of water is a very important factor. The second factor is landforms. Where do people prefer to live? People prefer to live in flat land on gentle slopes. Why? Because on flat land they can grow crops, they can build roads, they can establish industries. Whereas in mountainous and hilly areas, that is not possible. To develop road or railway or airport, it is very, very difficult. They cannot do agriculture. They have to do terrace farming. They cannot develop industries. So these mountainous areas or hilly areas, they are less populated. Whereas you will find the Ganga plain land, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, they are very densely populated. Whereas the places Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, they are scarcely populated. Is it clear? The third factor is climate. Extreme climate. That means very hot or very cold. These type of climates are uncomfortable for human habitation. Where do people prefer to live? Where the climate is comfortable. where there is not much seasonal variation. Summer, it is not very hot, or winter, it is not very cold. Or where there is heavy rainfall, people don't like to live. Or the places where the climate is very harsh, the western part of Rajasthan, Thar Desert, nobody likes to live there. Nobody likes to live in Cherrapunji, heavy rainfall. Nobody likes to live in Leh and Ladakh, extreme cold. So where maximum people like to live? Where they find a pleasant climate. So pleasant climate in the world is found beside the Mediterranean Sea. That is called Mediterranean region. Alright? Fourth point is soil. Fertile soil. Very, very important for agriculture and allied activities. So fertile soil like alluvial soil, loamy soil. These are the soil where people can do intensive agriculture. The type of agriculture where they can grow rice, wheat, which is needed every day. The crops which are needed every day. But where you find mountainous soil, where you find the sandy soil, where you find laterite soil, where you find red soil, those soil are not fertile. In those places, the population density is less. Is it clear? Next, we will discuss economic factors. Economic factor is further divided into three points. First is minerals. Second is urbanization. Third is industrialization. So first, minerals. So there are many places where you find lot of mineral deposits. And minerals will attract industries. There are many industries which are called mineral-based industries. Say for example, iron and steel industry. They are located where places where you will easily get iron ore, coal, limestone. Alright. So mining and industrial activities, they generate employment. So many skilled workers, semi-skilled workers, they move from other areas and make that place densely populated. So you know Jharkhand. Jharkhand, you find lot of minerals. So many people from the surrounding areas come to Jharkhand to work in the different factories. Those factories are dependent on minerals. Same way in Africa, there's a place known as Katanga, Zambia, copper belt. That is also very densely populated area. Second point is urbanization. Means urban areas. Cities. Why people like to prefer cities? Because in cities, you get lot of employment opportunities. Education facility, very good. Good hospitals. Very good means of transport. Communication. Civic communities. And the attraction of city life. All these factors are pulling the people from rural area to urban area. People are migrating from rural to urban area due to this reason. And as a result, the city size is growing day by day. Earlier, we were telling there were four metropolitan cities. Kolkata, Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai. But now Bangalore also becoming a metropolitan city. Hyderabad is also becoming a metropolitan city. Lucknow is also growing. Pune is also growing. Why? Due to these factors. Alright? Third factor is industrialization. So industrial belt provide job opportunities and attract large number of people. So in industries, there are people who are working in the factories. Other than that, there are many other workers also. There are many people who are working as transport operators. There are many shopkeepers, bank employees, doctors, teachers, and other service providers. So wherever you will find industries, say for example, Jamshedpur, where you find Tisco, there are so many people working there. Many people are directly working in the industries, and there are many others who are helping that industry to grow. Many people are working in transport sector. Many shopkeepers are there. Many people are working in banks, LICs. Many people are working in hospitals. Many people are working in schools as teachers.
Similarly, you have to give an example from the world also. Like you have to give the example of Kobe, Osaka in Japan. That is a very thickly populated area. The third factor is social and cultural factor. Social and cultural factor means some people attract more people, some places attract more people because they have religious and cultural significance. People tend to move away from the place where there is any type of unrest, political unrest or social unrest. And many times, government gives incentive to people to live in sparsely populated area. Like if you go and work in Northeast India or if you go and work in Jammu Kashmir, they give you special incentive because they are sparsely populated areas. So two things I have discussed. One is distribution and second thing I have discussed about density. From density, these factors influencing distribution of population, from this every year question is coming in CBSE. The third topic I will discuss is population growth. What is population growth? Population growth or population change? It refers to the change in the number of inhabitants of a territory during a specific period of time. So change of population in a particular area between two points of time is known as growth of population. You can understand this better by the help of example. Say for example, in 2001, the population of India was 102 crores. And 2011, the population of India is 121 crore. So if you subtract 121 minus 102, so almost it will become 19 crore. That is the growth of population. The population of India has increased by 19 crore. Alright. So this can be positive also, this can be negative also. You can express it in absolute number or you can express it in percentage. Next, if I ask you for 1 mark, what is natural growth rate of population? Natural growth rate means that is the difference between birth rate minus death rate. Alright. Then, what is positive growth of population? Positive growth of population means when birth rate is more than death rate, then we call it as positive growth of population. And what is negative growth of population? When birth rate is less than death rate, then it is called negative growth of population. So many countries, developed countries, there we find negative growth of population. In those countries, the birth rate is under control and death rate is more. So in those countries, there is negative growth of population. And one more thing, for finding out the growth rate of population, birth and death, two things, plus how many people are coming from other country, that is called immigration, minus out migration, that means how many people are going from our country to another country. All right. So to find out natural growth rate, that is formula is birth rate minus death rate plus immigration. That is how many people are coming to our country minus out migration. How many people are going out of our country? Is it clear? The next topic is components of population change. How the population is changing? It depends on three things. One is birth rate. Second is death rate. Third is migration. First is birth rate. That is, we call it as CBR. CBR means crude birth rate. That is the number of live birth in a year per 1,000 of population. Alright, number of live birth in a year per 1,000 of population. So formula is BI divided by P into 1,000. What is BI? BI is equal to live birth during the year. P is equal to mid-year population of that area. Another thing is, what is crude death rate? Crude death rate is the number of death in a particular year per 1,000 of population in a particular region. How do we calculate it? For that, the formula is crude death rate is equal to D by P into 1,000. So D is equal to number of death, P is equal to estimated mid-year population of that year. By this, we calculate crude death rate. So crude birth rate, crude death rate. And the third one is migration, which I will discuss in the second module. Thank you.